The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
And with that, we welcome you to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school basketball this evening here on K-Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. ACCHS plays host to Markham Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, he's in the studio doing the magic, producing, engineering, smoke and mirrors, making it all work. Joseph, we appreciate you all very, very much. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and say, well, we got a couple of games here tonight with some teams with some great records. We've got four ACCHS girls. The girls' game first, guys' game coming up after this, but maybe 7:30 or so, whenever it gets to that point. But here's what we need to talk about. For ACCHS, okay, the question is, how much gas do they got in the tank? This is going to be their fifth game in 6 days. They played three games last week at the Jefferson County North Tournament, took off Sunday, played last night at Donovan West, suffered their first loss of the season, and now are here tonight with Marhill Mount Academy. So, the question that Coach Eckert, I know, has got to have in his mind is, are we exhausted or can we bounce back after all of those games? Played Thursday, played Friday, played Saturday, played Monday, playing again tonight, Tuesday night. It's going to be interesting to see. That said, the public address guy, well, that's Dwayne, and he's introducing the starters. So let me introduce him, if I may, for you. Didn't waste any ink. First of all, for Marhill Mount Academy, they're going to be starting Hope Banowitz and Scarlett Bagley. Going to start Hannah Kochner, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom, the regular five, for our head coach Luke Knoll. Lady Tigers coming into the game tonight with a really good 8-4 record, 6-2 in the NEKL. For ACCHS, then, head coach Austin Eckert, his assistant coach Mike Eckert, the Lady Tigers are going to be starting Jordan Kaplinger and Natalie Nitz and Addison Schlitzbaum and Aaliyah Wallish. And as I'm going up and down here, they are going to round it out with Kinsey Bowerley. Really, really nice crowd on hand. You expect that. Okay, anytime you've got these two teams playing, last day of January, getting ready to move in a moving month. February is just around the corner. And let's just throw one more little thing in the mix. It is senior recognition night. No, not for the basketball team, because they got, I was talking to assistant coach Mike Eckert, I said, what? It's not your last home game. He goes, it's for the wrestling team tonight. So they're going to be recognizing the wrestling team here this evening. So we've got that to enjoy. Lots of games going on around the care listening area tonight. We're glad to be sharing this one with you. And then we're ready for some hoops as we dive into February. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Benedictine Ravens. They are on the road down to the Ashcroft Center. We'll be in Springfield. Benedictine Lady Ravens at 5:30. The guys at 7:30. Ravens and Evangel. So we will encourage you to join us for that. Man, four or five games in 6 days. I hope coaches had time to launder the uniforms. I mean, there's hardly even time to get those things hung out on the line and get them dried. Oh, it's 6:02 here on KAIRF in Fort Matheson. ACCHS and the home whites with orange and black for the Lady Ravens. It's the traveling black uniforms with gold and white. I like how Bethany high-fives all of her teammates and goes back to the elbow. One of my favorite things ever. Okay, here we go. Waiting to see if we're going to have an anthem come up here this evening or something. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, Joseph. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, ladies basketball, right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
As we come back, the ball is up, the tip away, and as quickly as that, the Lady Tigers come down the court, and MHMA commits a foul. A whistle is going to be on Scarlett. She's going to have her first foul 13 seconds into the ball game. Tigers are going to be putting back in play. They'll bring it out. Here's Bowerly with it. Comes over to the right, Nitz. She'll square up. Looks good, is good. As quickly as that, Natalie Nitz makes it 3-0. ACCHS, 7:35 to go in the opening quarter. Bateman's going to have the ball up top side. Her cross-court pass is batted away. It's going to be stolen by Addison. Sleds bomb left-hand. Dribble goes in off the block. Shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Going to be taken down by Coker. Gets it up to Urban. Bethany will drive. Goes past her defender. Can't get the driving layup to fall. Back up, and it's going to come Bowerly. She'll run it down the right side. Dump it off over to the edge to Kaplinger. Feeds over to the block. The shot is up. Wallace too strong. Rebound Urban. The Ravens running the other way. A minute into the ball game, it's 3-0 Atchison County. Bagley with it up top side. Girls high school basketball. Little backdoor pass for Folsom, and going to be batted away from her and knocked out of bounds. And no matter how much Caitlin tried to help her opponent to her feet, she would have none of it, and it will be MHMA basketball. Coker putting into play at the baseline. Hannah looking, needing some help. Still needing some help. Going to lob it up to the free throw line. Folsom will take it there. Back away with the basketball. Get it behind her to Urban. Bethany works her way to the left side. Tigers start off in a player defense. They match this thing up pretty well. Now here's a pass right through the hands of Folsom. It's going to go out of bounds at MHMA with another opening moments turnover. 6:42 to go in the first quarter. Tigers with a basketball leading at 3-0. ACCHS walks it up the floor. Bring it up. It's going to be Natalie Nitz. She's going to have it up top side. Swings it over to the left. Now to the baseline. Bowerly thought about the three. Then does it. Kaplinger again. And then reverse it around to the right. Kick pass left. Unobstructed three for Bowerly. Very short. The rebound is going to be tipped out. MHMA coming up at a basketball. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. 3-0. Lady Tigers in front. Again, they'll bring it to Folsom, playing it up in the high post, top of the key. Looks to the right, doesn't go to Banowitz. Dribbles it to the left, drives it back out on top. Having trouble with the Tiger player defense. Now the give and go underneath. Folsom shot hits the bottom of the backboard, caroms away. Up with it will come the Tigers. Down with it will come Nitsch. He wanted the three, doesn't. Bowerly wants the three, drives baseline instead. The zone defense. Tigers are going to look to shoot now, driving in. Little one-handed underhand shot. No, but it follows. It's going to be up and good for Wallace. It's down 5-0 Atchison County. 5.5 to go in a very low-scoring opening quarter. Here's Bethany Urban, drives in. Underhand shot, well too soft. And looking for the rebound. She's going to be tangled up and tied up on top by Jordan Kamplinger. So for ACCHS, here's what's happening. Basically, they are bringing in their first three subs, who pretty typically are Coach Eckert's only three subs. They go eight deep. Here's a shot from the outside. Urban for three. So Bethany launches one from outside. It is a 5-3 game at 5:15 to go, opening quarter. Here's the game for ACCHS. We are going to have Madison Martin, going to have Jenna Pitt, and you are going to have Lainey Paddle. Here's the feed. There's Lainey from the baseline. Jump shot short. Rebound tipped around, and Morehamite Academy kind of tickles it off the fingers and rolls it out of bounds. It'll come back to the Lady Tigers. 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. The ball goes in left side. Nearly batted away, but Nitz is able to save it. Goes three. That one won't go. Wallace with the rebound. Lady Tigers in the Jefferson County North Tournament. Not only the champions, but placed four players on the all-tournament team. Here's a hook shot by Wallace. Missing. And a foul. It's going to be on Scarlett Bagley. That will be her second with 4:37 to go in the opening quarter. So, will Scarlett be coming out? I would suspect Nora comes in. The free throw here just does hit the front of the rim. Short. Nora Keckner is going to come in for Morehamite Academy and head coach Luke Noel. Wallace eyeing up her second shot. Big deep knee bend launches this one. It rattles home. 3 points for Wallace. 3 points for Nitz. It is a 6-3 Lady Tiger lead. Now the feed underneath. Blocked off Folsom. Ravens recover it. The three for Urban. Off the mark. Rebound underneath. Martin. Madison coming up with the basketball and into the forecourt with it. Will come Jenna Pitts. Comes out on top to Wallace. Back over to the right side. Lainey Paddle. Cross court it goes. Schlenzbaum looks into the middle now. Backs away. Keeps the right hand dribble going. It's knocked out of her hands and into the backcourt, but touched by Bethany Urban. Tigers are bringing it up. We're halfway through the opening quarter, 6-3. Over to the right block. The turnaround shot. Wallace easy two. That is already 5 points for Wallace. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break. Joseph, we've got 3:52 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies game here in Effingham. ACCHS 8, Morehamite Academy 3.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
I just wondered how long that music would go if I let it play. I wasn't sure. Joseph, that's great. Cue that 33 up again. We'll use that later. Morehamite Academy coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play. They're down 5 with 3:40 to go in the first. Cross-court pass is going to be way across the court. Too high, too long, too tall, and very well out of the reach of the freshman, Hannah Cody. Tigers are going to be putting it back in play. ACCHS walking it up the floor. No running this trip up as Natalie with a shoulder-high dribble swings it over to the right side. Bowerling to Nitz. Goes left side, Schletzbaum. Coach Eckert has brought four starters back in the game. Only Martin, a non-starter. Here's a three for Schletzbaum off to Mark, and Wallace unable to handle a rebound. It's going to go out of bounds at the baseline. It will come to the Lady Ravens. Coker is coming back in and into the game also for MHMA. It's going to be Jordan Rink. So Rink in for the first time today. Lady Ravens having a hard time getting it up the floor, and they're going to have to do something pretty shortly. Now Coker brings it across the timeline, gets herself trapped, wedged up in the corner, and luckily, Cavallo slapped out of bounds by ACCHS. Tigers touching the last. Ravens bring it in. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-3 ball game. Home team here in Effingham in front. Urban goes right side. Her cross-court pass is batted into the backcourt. Cody goes back to retrieve it. She'll dribble over to the left side. Dumps it into the corner. Three-point shot for Folsom. Air ball strong. We better go back down. Here comes Schlenzbaum. She'll kick it over to the top. Kicked it left to Martin. Off the window. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Caitlin. Ravens are going to run the other way with 2.5 to go. What if part of the Ravens' plan maybe to run this team? Here's a three from the outside. Hey, a three! Up and in. Hannah Coker. Ravens are right back to within two. 8-6. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Bowerly goes right side. Wallish. Let's see what Coach Eckert might be doing by scheduling all of these games. As Nitz will launch another three, it doesn't go in. Martin with a follow back. The follow shot by Madison for her first points of the game, and it is now 10-6. This might be an opportunity for Coach Eckert to be putting his team through tournament simulation, you know, putting together a lot of games in a very short time span. The drive by MHMA into the lane, and we're going to have a Tiger foul. It's going to be on Martin. Freshman's going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one by ACCHS. And the MHMA freshman, Hannah Coney, hits the free throw. One more shot coming up for the Lady Ravens. It is 10-7. Cody's second free throw, not going to go. Tigers with the basketball, and Addison Schletzbaum is the only player for Coach Eckert who has not yet been out of the game. Over to the left side, it's going to be Nitz. Takes it down low. Jenna. Long cross court. Bowerly steps inside, goes to the right side of the lane, dumps it over to Natalie. She'll go long cross court to the right side. Schletzbaum, skip pass. Back out on top, they come. Moving to the basketball. Bowerly shot very short. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Natalie. She took the long board. And with a minute 20 to go, the Tigers will reset the offense. Over to the right block. Back out on top, Bowerly for three. No. Rebound, Coker. Here comes Marjaman Academy with a chance to tie it up in a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter. Over to the left side. Coker, she's had the hot hand. That one does not go in. Schletzbaum's going to rebound it down. Tigers are going to take it the other way. 1 minute to play in the first. Schletzbaum coast to coast, and the layup is good. First bucket of the game for Addison Schletzbaum. It is now a 12-7 Tiger lead at the 52nd mark of the opening quarter. Now another Tiger steal. Up the court they come, dish it over to the left. Nitz alone, a three, no. Rebound, cleared away by MHMA. Coker will get into the forecourt. Now Bethany Urban holds the ball up on top. Ravens are going to run the offense. Tigers in a zone now. Jordan Rink touches the ball for the first time tonight. Back out on top, it's going to come to Cody. Back over to the left side to Coker. They'll feed into the block, and a nice layup is going to be up and good. Knocking that one down, Caitlin Folsom. It is 12-9. 15 seconds left, first quarter. Tigers are going to let this thing run down and get that final shot. Over to the right side with nine. Bowerly dribbles to the top with six. Kicks it over to Schletzbaum. She'll launch the three. It fails. And the baseline shot, another air ball, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the court in Effingham, Kansas. The girls' game, the first of our doubleheader tonight. After one, it is ACCHS 12, MHMA 9.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you. That's Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. Doing all the pushing the buttons and the dial turning and all of that stuff. Tom Counts with you here. 12-9 ACCHS leading after a quarter. Lady Tigers are being paced by Aaliyah Wallace with five. Natalie Nitz hit a three and two each for Schlenzbaum and Martin for MHMA. A couple of threes, one by Hannah Coker and one by Bethany Urban. Caitlin Folsom has two. Hannah Cootie, one. Okay, so Schlenzbaum is out of the game for the first time tonight. She will not start for the Lady Tigers in the second quarter. They're going to have Lainey Pannell out there, Jenna Pitts. You've got Natalia Wallish. You've got Jordan Kaplinger. Now the Tigers coming up with this, turn the ball over, Natalie Nitz. Tigers turn it over, up the court, Urban for two. Bethany Urban has five, and it is 12-11 with 7.5 to go in the half. ACCHS back on offense. Skip pass comes out on top, the feed to the free throw line, the hook over to the right side. Kaplinger, the left-hand dribble to the top, goes to Nitz. Back over to the left, Jenna. 7-11 to play in the half. And the Tigers putting it in the icebox. They're saving some energy is what they're doing here. Now here's Natalie from the outside. Throws in a three. Second three of the ball game for Natalie Nitz. 15-11. And we are a minute into the second quarter. Bethany works around to the right side. Now the cross-court pass is knocked away from Hope Banowitz. She's able to go deep into the backcourt to recover it. Pulls up her dribble. Gets it away to Bethany Urban. Not a lot of fouls getting called by the crew here this evening. Two against MHMA, one for the Tigers. And we are well into the second quarter. Here's Coker, goes right side. Horses up a shot that won't go in, and Wallace clears the board away. Here come the Lady Tigers. Nitz plays off a screen, launches a three, hits the right side of the rim. She spins around looking a little frustrated with that shot. It's going to go out of bounds on one hop. Back it comes to Morehill Mount Academy. Speaking of back into the game comes Addison Schlenzbaum. 6:20 to go in the first half. Urban getting bumped and pushed, goes all the way to the rack. Her shot is up and deflected. No foul called again. Here comes Schlenzbaum. She'll drive it on the middle. Weave over to the right side. Kick it across to the left. Wallace for two. When the Tigers move the ball like that, they are very effective and very good. We're going to get a timeout with the Lady Ravens taking a break at 6:08 to go in the opening half. It is ACCHS 17, MHMA 11.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Returning to you from Effingham with 6 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the opening half. ACCHS has assumed its largest lead of the evening, up 6, 17-11. Welcome back, everybody. Looking at the Tiger defense, they're going to set up and pick up player defense just before midcourt. Lady Ravens putting it in play in the backcourt. Bethany Urban will bring it up the floor. We're going to get Smith, who steals it away. Now they go to the left side, dumps it over to the right. Layup is missed. Nitz is slow to climb to her feet. Is she okay? No. Here's a cross-court pass that it would have taken Chamberlain to haul in, and we've got Natalie is really dinged up out there. She's waving a coach with both arms like she's trying to, you know, wave down a streetcar. No, I don't want to come out, but coach is like using good judgment saying, we're going to just take a minute and make sure you're okay. 5:50 to play in the half. Lady Ravens back up the floor with it, down a half dozen. Bethany Urban backs in, pulls up her dribble. Kaplinger's all over her and commits the foul. See, these are the fouls that Coach Luke wants to have called and have not been being called up until now. That foul is going to be the first on Kaplinger. And a smart team. Okay, Lady Tigers are smart. You're not calling a foul. You continue to add the pressure, and you find that threshold where they will start being called. And until then, you kind of push that envelope. Here's Coker with the basketball. She's picked up her dribble. Going to hand it over to Folsom. Not a by nature ball handler. Kicks it over. Banowitz, the three. Looks good, and it's in there. Hope Banowitz gets her first bucket of the ball game and into 17-14 with 5:10 to go before halftime. The feed to the block. Wallace pushes in, drops a shoulder, kicks it back out on top. The feed over to the left. Kaplinger for the baseline. That's kind of her shot, but it won't go. Wallace cleans it up and puts it in. Aaliyah Wallace now with 9. 19-14, and we're inside 5 to go in the half. Lady Tigers coming in at 12-1. Here's a three for Urban. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be taken away. Tigers up the floor. Schletzbaum straight down the middle. Skips it right. Bowerly. Kinsey with no points yet in the game. That's unusual. But Wallace is going to get two more. 21-14. And we're going to get another timeout for the Ravens. Taking a break at 4.5 to go in the half. ACCHS 21, MHMA 14.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
At the onset of the ball game last night, the Lady Tigers' first loss. It was a surprising upset at Donovan West last evening, 56-50. Until that time, ACCHS had been undefeated, 12-0, including a runaway championship game in the JCN Girls Invitational on Saturday. Coming out of the timeout, here's a baseline three for the Ravens. It is quite short. The rebound tipped out. Hannah Cody wanted to go from 15, doesn't. Instead, it gets tangled up, can't get rid of the ball, finally does. Banowitz will go from the left side. Hits a second three for Hope. Half a dozen, Hope Banowitz, 21-17. And the Lady Ravens battling tough. We are midpoint now of the second quarter. Kaplan will have it deep in the right corner. Beats the Schletzbaum. Her pass in the middle. She was looking for Wallace. Lost the handle a little bit. Outlet, Ravens. Up the floor, Banowitz. Top side, Cody. Kicks it over to the right. Urban squares, launches. Three. Yes. No, wait, that was Cody for three. Give that three to Cody. 21-20. With 3.5 to go. A 7-point lead down to 1. Here's the three on the other end. That's good. Bowerly gets her first points of the game. That was a huge one for Kinsey Bowerly. 24-20. Lady Ravens top side. Cody starts left, drives right, goes into the lane, puts up a runner off to win this in and out, no good. Rebound to get down, it's going to be Schletzbaum. She'll take it down the left side. Little right-hand dribble down the left side. Usually a left-hand dribble down the left side. She'll turn and spin and shoot too soft. Rebound underneath. Flip was back in there. It's Scarlett. 2:55 to go in the first. The ball's going to be knocked away from behind out of the hands of Hannah Cody, who's puffing out there. She probably needs a little breather. Folsom comes out of the game. Jordan Rink comes back in. So, Caitlin Folsom with 2 points in the game so far. Ravens bring it in, trailing by four. Banowitz feeds to the right block. No room. Back to Banowitz. Out on top. Back and away is going to be Cody. Now works away over to the right side against Kinsey Bowerly. Loses a handle on it, able to retrieve it. Drives toward the baseline. Works his way back toward the top. Now pulls up for dribble. That can be fateful with a couple of defenders around him. Now feeds underneath. The skip, the kick back, travel, no whistle. 2:25 to play in the first half. Lady Ravens being very patient with this possession. Comes out on top to Scarlett, right side to Hope. The cutter underneath. Rink will turn, get fouled by Martin. Going to be the second foul of the ball game by Madison Martin. Tigers are going to have their team foul three. See again. With 2 minutes to play in the half, one team has 3 fouls, one team has two. Very balanced, just no fouls. And maybe they're just playing really fantastic basketball, and that's always a possibility. Free throw here will not go in for Jordan Rink. One more shot coming up for her. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Free throw off the window and good. That's going Jerry West old school. Taking it off the glass. Rink has her first point of the game and it's 24-21. Just over 2 minutes left before the half. Walking it up the floor for ACCHS is going to be Jenna Pitts. Gets it to Natalie, to Jenna, to Natalie. Raven's in a zone here. Back out on top, Natalie. Inside two to go in the half now. It is a three-point game, 24-21 Lady Tigers. Long cross court. Kaplinger cuts to the baseline. Travels with it. There's your whistle. With a minute 49 to go in the second quarter. Now against full court pressure, MHMA. How much trouble can you get it inbounds? It'll be slapped away by Nitz. Morehead Academy is going to have to spread this out and clean somebody off with some kind of screen. Now they're going to get it into the freshman. Cody works their way up the floor, goes right side. Bolson is back in. Got a couple of tall freshmen working against one another out here in these two teams. Spinning, twisting, the shot is up. Urban, what a phenomenal move by Bethany Urban to cut inside. Hit the bucket. 7 points in a one-point game. 24-23. Minute 20 to go in the half. Tigers have it left side. Natalie will take it up on top. Back over to Jenna. Minute 15. All alone. The shot, a little too strong. Rebound, Coker. Outlet left side. Driving down Folsom. In, up. Misses the layup for the lead. And we're going to get Coach Alston taking a timeout. Lady Tigers. 101 to go, opening half in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS Lady Tigers 24, Morehead Academy 23.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
There was a great crowd on hand here tonight. Always good to see fans turning out to support their teams. With a minute to go in the first half, ACCHS coming out of the timeout they've just called, up the floor, leading by one, 24-23. Here's a feed over to the right side, Wallish. There's the money shot, but it won't go. Gets your own rebound, loses it on the floor. Ravens dive on it, cover it up, and did they get the timeout or we burned another one? Paramount Academy is going through timeouts at a relatively rapid clip right here. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it. He's calling a quick timeout. But here's what you're going to do. By taking a 30-second timeout, maybe you're going to need it later, maybe you're not. But what you're going to do, you're going to give your team a chance at a lead over the number one team in your conference. On the road, I mean, that's kind of a big psychological thing as you go into the second half. Morehead Mount Academy, no slouch. They are 8-4, and they are 6-2 in the conference. ACCHS is at 9-0 right now. So it's going to be a big possession. Now, Coach Knowles asking the official, okay, now, give me the spot. Where are we coming in play at? And he says, right there beneath the goal. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Fans continue to come in. I may sell somebody my chair before this is over with. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. It was MHMA winning in the boys' JV game. Also, MHMA winning in the girls' JV game that was held down at the elementary school, the old high school, if you will. All right, we're out of the timeout. Here come the Lady Ravens. And reaching in, I don't know. I guess looking to steal the basketball, Aaliyah will pick up her first foul. 39 seconds to go here in the first half. Bethany Urban goes all the way to the baseline. Her pass slapped out of bounds by Wallish. Coming in again down to the baseline. Right in front of Coach Thornburg down here. Got things well in hand. I don't know if he's watching the light switch or the thermostat down there, making sure it's nice and comfortable in the building. And the inbound pass is going to be stolen by Wallish. Here comes ACCHS. They have the ball. They have the lead, and they've got 20 seconds left in the half. Nitz will go to the left side. She can launch it from there pretty much anywhere. Tremendous perimeter shooter. Bowerly will start into the lane. Back over to Nitz. Here it comes on its way. In and out. No. Rebound slapped down, and it is going to be saved in the corner by the Tigers. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Nitz has got to be aware with four. That's an NBA shot, and it's about 3 feet short, and it goes out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in with a second. We saw Luke get a shot from this range, so at this distance, with plenty of time, they're going to just bring it in and kill the clock. It's halftime in a girls' game. We're in Effingham, Kansas, where we'll return to summarize the opening half for you as the ladies go to the locker room. It is ACCHS 24, MHMA 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good halftime, and you know what you hear in the background is the tunes from the ACCHS Pep Band and the Lady Tigers into the locker room with the lead, 24-23. A quick recap of the scoring for you. First of all, 4, Morehead Mount Academy, 7-4, Bethany Urban, 6 for Hope Banowitz, 4 for Hannah Cody, Hannah Coker with 3, and Jordan Rink with 1, Caitlin Folsom, a 2-point shot. For ACCHS, tremendous half. Aaliyah Wallish, 11 points, matching her jersey number. Half a dozen, Natalie Nitz, 3 for Kinsey Bowerly, 2 apiece. Addison Schletzbaum, Madison Martin. Nobody in any foul trouble. I just didn't call a lot of fouls in the first half. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one, so stay with us, but we'll be back. Ladies' game, second half coming up. Halftime score, ACCHS 24, MHMA 23. Back we go to Joseph. in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studio for world-famous halftime.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to the Marhill Mount Academy ACCHS game in just a moment. Tom Couts will have the rest of the call in the girls' game. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got Benedictin College on the road at Evangel. Tune in right about 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Friday brings us back to high school basketball with Marhill Mount Academy at JCN. And of course, don't forget Thursday night where we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs right around 5:15 to 5:20, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens hosting Mount Mercy. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip-off time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few scores to report. In the Holton Royal Valley game, Royal Valley ladies are on top, 18 to Holton 16. At almost the half, well, no, actually, right now it is just about the half. I think they might have a free throw to go. In the Thunder Redhawks game underneath Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, it is currently Nemaha Central Thunder 28, Redhawks 10, with 1 second to go before halftime. In the Donovan West Axtell game, it is Donovan West all the way at 47 points to the Axtell Ladies 19. And of course, in this game, we've got ACCHS on top by 1 point with 24 points to Marhill Mount Academy Ladies 23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000
or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Actually, I'm kind of shocked by this one. The VAR, because it was just reported on Twitter and it's not been well lately. The Atchison High Phoenix varsity girls basketball team beat the, I don't know exactly who they beat right now. It's just showing a graphic. Anyway, they had a victory tonight, 59-13, and they'll play Sumner Academy this Friday with a 6 p.m. varsity start. Here's the Weather Eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 11 tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 38 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 20. Low 40s Thursday, turning cooler on Friday with highs in the upper 30s. Once again, low of 11 tonight, high of 38 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 20.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the southwest at about 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 58%. Barometric pressure is declining at 29.34 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 21 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. Set to go to the second half. It is a 24-23 Lady Tiger lead. Joseph in the studio took care of y'all at halftime. He did a great job, right? He always does. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch over here. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. The third quarter is underway. ACCHS defending the goal to our right. They'll be going from right to left. MHMA going from left to right. The ball in the middle is going to be taken away from Hope, and then she reaches, or rather from Scarlett. She reaches in and ties it up. Fortunate not to have collected a third foul in the first 15 seconds of the second half. Speaking of fouls, Scarlett has two for MHMA. Those are the only ones for the Lady Ravens for Atchison County. Madison Martin with two, Jordan Kamplinger with one, Aaliyah Wallace one. So those are the only fouls from the first half. Here comes Schletzbaum, feeds it over to Wallace, off the side of the left block. Back out on top, it'll go to Schletzbaum. Addison spins 360, left hand. That would be counterclockwise. And here goes the feed in the middle, and we're going to have a turnover by Wallace. 7:29 to play in the third quarter now. Lady Ravens will bring it in. Bethany Urban has it knocked away from her and stolen by Natalie. Nitz. Urban doesn't defend her. Nitz pulls up for three. Misses the shot. Rebound. Scarlett. Here comes the Lady Ravens. The feet underneath on the floor once. Hook shot is going to be up. Folsom from the left side. Caitlin Folsom with four, and it is a Morehill Mount Academy lead. 25-24. With 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away by Urban, knocked out of her hands, and they're going to say it's off Bethany, out of bounds. So for the first time tonight, MHMA is in front. 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Kamplinger brings it in on the left side to Schletzbaum. Back out on top, it'll go to Nitz. Bowerly at the top. Natalie over to the left side. They'll feed to Wallace, doubling her up on the block. Natalie on top again. Manny Ravens in the 2-3 zone. Fowley, left side. Here's an easy 15-footer. It's going to be too short from Schlesbaum. Rebounding it down at Lady Ravens. Up with it will come Bethany. Urban skips it down low, and it's going to be right off Coker's hands. Nice skip pass through the middle, and MHMA will turn it over. Back out on top, Bowerly passes on the three. They'll feed Wallace again. Here's a three for Bowerly. She launched it. Looked like she just launched it as hard as she could, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Raven basketball. 6:12 to go in the third quarter. Ravens will bring it into the backcourt, and again, MHMA having a little trouble with that Tiger pressure. Here's Coker with it. She's got to get rid of it. Gets it to Bethany. She'll cruise into the forecourt, kicking it down the left side in front of the fans across the way. Bethany gets into the lane, turns and shoots and scores. Bethany Urban. It is now 27-24. A three-point Lady Raven lead. 5:47 to go in the third. Bowerly looking to tie it with one shot and does. That is the second bucket of the game for Kinsey Bowerly. And it's 27-27. 5.5 to go here in the third. Over to the left side, mishandled by Folsom. She's able to recover it and gets it out on top. Bethany will run the ball, club from up there. Needs some help. She's got to pull up her dribble. Gets it away to Scarlett, who came up to rescue her. Handle feed underneath. Folsom stops, gets fouled. Foul is going to be the first in the ball game for Addison Schlesbaum. First foul of the second half by either team, and coming to the line for MHMA, the freshman, Caitlin Folsom. Caitlin has 4 points, and that free throw hits the back and kicks back out to her. One more shot coming up. Madison Martin coming into the game for Coach Eckert. Jenna Pitts also coming in. Second free throw, wide to the right side, rebounding it down. ACCHS. Here come the Tigers in a 27-27 ball game with a 5-minute mark of the third quarter. Cross court it goes. Schlesbaum off the block. Shot it up too strong. Rebound underneath. Falling away. Wallace misses that one. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Folsom. Ravens run. Up court it goes. Coker. She would just stop and shoot and score. And into Coker with five. It is down 29-27. And once again, MHMA in front, now with 4:44 to go in the third. Nice entry pass down low. Schlesbaum goes up, and Scarlett has three. Official's going to slide over and make it official. An opportunity at the free throw line for Atchison County to come from behind and tie this thing up. Addison Schlesbaum steps up. First one is perfect. She is an absolutely fantastic free throw shooter. Scarlett back out of the game, and Dora Kinkner coming back in for Coach Noel and the Lady Ravens. Addison toeing the line with the right foot. Eyes it, sends it on its way, gets them both. We're even again. Lady Tigers have been able to come from behind and tie it for a second time. And at 4.5 to go in the third quarter, Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Hope with it. She'll drive toward the baseline. It's double teamed, just has the ball pulled away from her. Pitts just reaches in and tugs it free. Back up and will come the Tigers. Nitz all alone, nobody defended her. Boom. Again, I don't know how many games I've said this, if Natalie Nitz is left alone, she can score 30 or more a night. Ravens from the right side, Kickner's shot well off. Marie better go back down. Here come the Lady Tigers. It is 32-29 with precisely 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Guys, game coming up after this one, so don't go away. ACCHS up the floor, and up court with it is going to be Jenna. Pitts will hold it up way up above the top of the key. Goes left side, Schlesbaum. About 14 from the left side is up and good. Addison Schlesbaum had two in the first half. She's got four here in the third quarter. It is now 34-29. And the Tigers go right back up five. 3.5 to go in the third. MHMA has brought the freshman guard in. and she's going to have it just taken away from her. Here comes ACCHS. Schletzbaum lobs it left. Nitz to Schletzbaum. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Martin will take it left side of the lane to Wallish, back out to Nitz. This is what you want. Again, she's not defended. This time she will not get it to fall. And a rebound coming out of Cody. She's down the court. Will drive in, challenge, shoot, and score. And a Cody with a half a dozen. 34-31 at the 2:45 mark of the third. ACCHS again into the forecourt with it. Coming to the top. Comes it over the left side, skip past Wallace. She's been in the lane for quite a time. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. We got a foul on MHMA here. Foul's going to be on Hannah Coker. It will be her first. And she comes out of the game. Jordan Rink comes in. Tigers putting the ball in play with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. They lead it by 3. Underneath Wallace, 2 more. Aaliyah Wallace gets her first points of the second half right there, making it 36-31. 2:15 left. Rink, left side it goes to Cody, to Urban. Bethany all the way around the horn. Comes back out on top to Rink. Back to Cody. She'll start left, come back to the right. Handling that ball way away from the body. That's very dangerous. Rink will have it on top. Passing up the shooting opportunity. Will dribble around to the left side. Skip past to the free throw line. They'll lob it down low. Drive it across. And Folsom steps on the baseline. So MHMA had a lengthy possession. Never got a shot away. And turned it back over. With a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers have pushed back to the 5-point lead once again. They've led by as many as 7 this evening. All of this when MHMA had taken a lead here in the third quarter. Baseline jump shot, Schletzbaum good. Addison Schletzbaum has stepped up, scoring 6 third quarter points. 38-31, equaling the largest lead of the game. The driving shot by Urban is up, and she's been fouled. The whistle is going to be on Madison Martin, her third. Throws it for 2 on the board. Oddly, I have her for a third one. Here's a free throw. Up and in. Bethany Urban in double figures now. That is her 10th point of the game. Wallish and Pitts come off the floor. One more shot coming up for the Ravens, junior guard, and she'll hit it. So Bethany will get them both, and she will come out for Hope Banowitz. With a minute 17 to play in the third quarter, it is 38-33. Here comes Natalie, and down court with Wacom, Atchison County. That's a long cross-court pass. Bowerly, again, nobody getting in front for the defense. Shot misses. Easy follow shot won't go in for Martin. Here comes MHMA. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Rink will go left side. Drives it to the right. Cody heads baseline. Pulls up the runner. Missed it. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Bowerly. Kinsey coming down the right side. Hard, hard dribble on the floor right in front of her. Nitz. Nope. Rebound. Ravens. 39 seconds to go in the third. Cody down court. First right, then left. Back right. Running layup. No. Rebound slapped out on top. Can Coker get to it? No. Been outrun by Martin, and then she travels with it. Madison Martin, a little out of control, going a little too fast. Couldn't hit the brakes in time, and the Tigers are going to give it back. 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Folsom and Urban come back in. Nitz comes out of the game for ACCHS. Here comes Cody. She'll drive left, dish it over. Folsom lost the handle for a minute, able to recover it. Back to Cody at the baseline. 17, 16, 15 seconds to go in the third. Right side, Banowitz. Hope has a couple of threes already in the game. She gets chased all the way to midcourt by Bowerly. Now gets inside her, goes baseline, running shot blocked by Martin. Knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again. Two, Morehamlin Academy. 6 seconds to go in the third. Coach Eckert is going to take Schletzbaum out. Make a little offense-defense switch here, putting Pitts back in. Ravens need to get it in somehow, somewhere, and they'll throw it away. Bowell is going to drive down and lay it up and in. Bad job on the inbound. Turns into two for the opponent, and we go to the fourth quarter. The bucket by Bowerly. In the third, we go to the fourth. ACCHS 40, MHMA 33.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Set to go to a fourth quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. High school girls basketball on Care Radio. It is a 40-33 lead for ACCHS here at home going to the fourth. Welcome back, everybody. Scoring to now for Morehamlin Academy, Bethany Urban leading the way with 11. For ACCHS, 13 for Aaliyah Wallish. Natalie Nitz, three threes, one in each quarter. She's got nine. It will be Lady Tiger basketball, and we are underway in the fourth quarter. Kenzie Bowerly, the only starter not out there for coach. Jenna Pitts in there for her to begin the fourth quarter. And Natalie Nitz, two-hand rocket shot to the baseline, is out of the reach of Schletzbaum. Full court pressure for the Lady Tigers. It'll come into Bethany Urban. 7:45 to go in the game. Urban coming up the floor. Starts right, drives left, bounces it off her foot, turns it over. Here comes Kaplinger. Jordan looking for her first point of the game. Goes over to Natalie. The feed across underneath, all alone. The shot goes up, and Tigers commit a foul. Could that be four? That will be the fourth foul of the game for Scarlett. Scarlett has four. Hannah Coker has one, and that is the Lady Raven fouling tonight. Free throw for Schletzbaum. No, after hitting her first two, that one does not roll in. She's still at 8 points. Nora Kechner comes back in for the Lady Ravens. One more shot coming up for Addison. Puts a little spring in that shot, and there it is. She's got nine. 41-33. 8 point lead, the largest for ACCHS tonight. We're at 7:14 to go. Over to the left side, it's going to be turned over, and then the Tigers reach in and make a foul. Foul is going to be on Caitlin Folsom. I think Caitlin's a little frustrated that she was not able to corral that pass a moment ago. And you know how that happens. You have one thing go wrong, and then you try to make up for it, and something else happens. Here's a feed underneath for Wallish. Layup, no. Rebound, Wallish. Layup blocked away. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Hope. She's coming up the floor. Hope has the ball knocked out of her hands, and Ravens turning it back over. Left side to go Schletzbaum. She falls down, jumps back up. Gives it to Natalie. She'll weave in, dash in, dart in, kicks it over, back out on top. Kaplinger to Schletzbaum. She'll go three. Yes. Schletzbaum goes three. Coach Eckert putting together an 11-point lead. Takes the timeout. We'll do it with the Lady Tigers at 6.5 to go in the game. It is ACCHS 44 MHMA 33.
IRFM, Horton, Atchison.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
.35 to play. ACCHS has put together a double-digit lead, 44-33. Side doing a great job. It will be MHMA ball, and it'll be put in play in the backcourt. ACCHS going with full court pressure on the inbound play. Keckner is doing the inbound work. Having a little trouble, gets it into Bethany. Urban coming up the court, drives it down the right side, has it knocked away, and Schlesbaum unable to control the basketball. It'll come back in play to the Lady Ravens. 6.5 to go. Keckner looking, goes into the backcourt. Urban, little left-hand dribble. Going to be guarded by Kaplinger. Pulls up a dribble at the 20-foot mark, way near the sideline. Using that sideline, they are to defend her. Comes back out on top to Folsom. Caitlin tries to dribble, drops the ball, rolls around, goes down and picks it up. Able to kick it away to a teammate, and Banowitz will go left, passes inside, and it's going to be slapped away by Wallace. Driving down the court, Natalie Nitz will have it stripped away from behind. Here's what Natalie underestimated. She's coming down the court, underestimated the speed of Hope Banowitz. Hope, one of the fastest players, maybe the fastest player in the conference. Superb track athlete, and she just tracked it down from behind to strip that ball away out of bounds. Tigers bring it in. Nobody guards Natalie. That three does not go in. And it's going to go out of bounds to MHMA. They'll be putting it in play right in front of the Tiger bench, but just inside 6 minutes to go in the game. Nora Keckner will inbound it. Gets it into deep in the backcourt. Here comes Bethany. Herman first to the left, then back to the right. Runs up the floor. The ball is slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Jordan Kaplinger. Jordan, Jenna, and Laney still looking for their first points of the game for the Lady Tigers. Here's Hannah Cody. Has it knocked away, picks it up, goes baseline, gets two. Hannah Cody makes it 44-35. 5.5 to go. Schlesbaum lobs it left side. Back out on top, it'll come to Jenna. Pitts works right. Tigers with the ball. Underneath Wallace. Turns, shoots, it rolls off, no good. Scarlett's back in the game. She'll clear down the rebound. Here come the Ravens. Cody loses it, picks it up, lobs it in the middle. Saved by Urban. She'll drive. Going to be blocked by Wallace. Here comes Atchison County. Knocked away by Urban. She just kind of tracked that one. Goes in and steals it. Goes coast to coast for two. Bethany with 13. 44-37. 4:40 to go. Tigers work it over to the left side. Again, Kaplinger. Lobs it into the corner. Nitz. Defender in front of her this time. To Jenna. To Natalie. 4.5 to go in the game. Tigers chilling this thing down. Pretty soon he's going to go to the four corners. We've seen Coach Eggert use that. This isn't quite four corners, but everybody way above the arc. Now to feed to the right block. The shot by Wallace. Air ball across the rim. Here come the Lady Ravens. Urban down the floor, skip pass over to the left side. Folsom drives in, gets inside, puts up the runner and misses. Gets her own rebound. In traffic, goes up and gets a foul. Drawn on Aaliyah Wallace. No. Not on Aaliyah. They're going to call that on Jordan. Jordan Kaplinger. At the line, Kevin Folsom. First shot, not going to go in. Caitlin's struggling tonight at the free throw line, where she is 0 of 3. She's got 4 points this evening. Subs coming out of the game for Coach Eckert. Second free throw rolls around and in. Caitlin has 5 and is 44-30. That should be 38 with exactly 4 to go. There it comes. Nitz will walk it up the floor. A 5-point Lady Tiger lead as we're midpoint of the fourth quarter. Cross-court pass, batted away. Going to come back in again for ACCHS. Right in front of the student section on the far side. They'll go in, cut into the backcourt, but it's volleyball lines. Just out near midcourt to Bowerly. Goes left side, Martin, high off the window that misses. And a rebound. It's going to be swept down. Coker coming up with it. Here comes Urban. Starts left, comes right. Gets it to Cody. Her shot blocked. No foul called. Rebound saved away by the Lady Tigers. Bowerly coming up the floor. She'll start at the top, kind of back a ways. She's going to pull up for a rather long three. That is an air ball. 2 feet short, 2 feet wide right. 3:20 to go in the game. Are we getting a timeout? Maybe. I think ACCHS taking one. I think we'll take one, Joseph. We've got 3:21 to go in the ball game. Timeout of the court. Atchison County 44. MHMA 38.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Down to 3 minutes and 21 seconds of play in the ladies' game. It is a 44-38 lead for the Lady Tigers. ACCHS at home, a 12-1 team and undefeated in the conference. MHMA 8-4 and 6-2 in the NEKL. Ravens go over to the right side. That's Scarlett. Kicks it back. Folsom launching the three. A little too strong and a rebound on the fly. 3 minutes to play. Way out on top is going to be Schlesbaum. She'll play across the screen. The ball batted away in the middle. It's going to be taken down by the Ravens. Saved by Scarlett. Brought up by Bethany. Goes to the right side. Folsom into the lane. Spins. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound. Tigers. 2:40 to go. Waiting for Coach Checker to maybe slow this down, but he's not going to slow down. Addison, whose shot is rejected by Folsom. She just pushed it back to the ground. Up it comes to Coker. She'll just launch a three. Now, and a rebound, Madison Martin. 2:20 to go. These teams have not scored in over 2 minutes, either one. The ball out on top. Lady Tigers just looking to power through this game as they played a number of games in a short period of time. Here's a backdoor pass off Mark's hands that they're going to say Scarlett touched it last. They're going to get Jenna Pitts back in for Laney Panel. 2 minutes to go. It's like that marathon runner. You just run into that last little stretch. Kind of getting in the back straightaway in that last lap. Here's a three, Natalie, 4 threes, one in each quarter. Back up with it, MHMA, treading at 47-38. 3-point shot, very wide to the right side. Ravens rebound. Here's Coker for three, too strong. Ravens rebound and lose it out of bounds. Minute 27 left. Coach Eckert going to bring Martin out and going to put Kaplinger back in, but we have a timeout prior to that. Taking a break with MHMA. Joseph, there's 127 to go in the ladies' game. Lady Tigers 47, Lady Ravens 38.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
As the game has worn on, both of these teams' offenses have struggled to put any points on the board. In fact, in the last 3.5 minutes, we've had one basket scored between the two teams. For ACCHS, it is going to be Jenna Pitts, Addison Schlenzbaum, Aaliyah Wallish, Natalie Nitz, and Jordan Kaplinger for the starting five. Bowerly, the only starter not out of the court right now. For MHMA, it's going to be Folsom, Coker, Urban with Cody and Banowitz. Here we go. Tigers bring it in. Ravens are going to pressure up the floor. Schlitzbaum brings it up. Gets it across the middle. Way up near the top. Works over to the left side. Brings it back over to the right. Palms it a little bit, but we're going to get a foul called on Urban. And for the Tigers, it's okay. They're not worried about the free throws. They just want the time to run out. They just want to get to the locker room. They just want to get a nap because of all the games they've played. Here comes Schlenzbaum putting it back in. Looking. Kicks it into the backcourt. Natalie picks it up there. She'll work over to the right side. Packs away, and there goes that four-corner offense that I told you a little bit ago to expect. He's implemented it here. 1 minute to go. And they were reaching and foul Bowerly. It's going to be a couple of fouls now for Hannah Coker. Team foul 6. So 1-1 coming up on the next foul. And there's the foul. Cody decides, you know what? We're not going to waste any more time with this. So Hannah Cody picking up her first foul. And again, for the Tigers, it is going to be Wallish and Schlitzbaum, Nitz, Kaplinger, and at the free throw line, Jenna Pitts. Jenna looking for her first point of the game. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Wallish. Shook it, too. Aaliyah Wallish, her first point to the fourth quarter, her 15th of the game. 49-38. And the last 47 seconds, here's a baseline three. Put up by Folsom, well off the mark. Rebounding it down is Banowitz. She gets tied up and drugged to the floor by Jenna Pitts. Possession arrow going to MHMA. 41 seconds to go here. Hope Banowitz will do the inbound down to the baseline. Looks in, comes out on top, throws it right into the hands of Pitts. And we'll get a foul to the backcourt by Folsom. Back again. The Tigers will come to the free throw line. And that will be the second foul tonight for Caitlin. Anowitz comes out. Scarlett is back in. Jenna missed a free throw a minute ago. She's a great shooter. And that one doesn't go in either. She misses two front ends. We watched her in the JCN tournament hit like 4 or 5 threes in one game. Now Urban has the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Back it'll come to MHMA, but the clock's the matter now. We've got a half a minute to go. It is an 11-point Lady Tiger lead. And inbound pass again slapped away and knocked out of play. Ravens will be putting it in play from their baseline. Coker once more to do the inbound work. Comes out on top to Scarlett. Bagley puts it on the floor one time, kicks it over. The three-point shot, Urban coming up short. Rebounding it down is going to be Natalie. This will come up the court. Sweep back around into the backcourt. Let her team precede her across the timeline. And with 15 seconds, she's going to be fouled. Bethany Urban. Only going to be her first foul tonight. We're going to get Madison Martin back in. We're going to get Laney Panel back in. Bowerly's going to return. 16 seconds left. And it is a 1-1 for Natalie. She's got a dozen points. The free throw makes 13. 50-38. 16 seconds to go. The senior point guard sends the second one, and it rims out, won't go. Here comes MHMA. Shoulder-high dribble by Hannah Cody. All the way down to the baseline. Nitz gets in front of her, spills backwards, shot is up, won't go in. Cody will come to the free throw line. Natalie Nitz takes a spill and comes up again, limping on that right ankle. That is going to be her, or the third foul of the game by Jordan Kaplinger, by the way. The free throw is good. Coming into the game for ACCHS is going to be Danny Chu in with 6 seconds to play. Second free throw will not go in. Rebound, followed up, no. Rebound, followed up, good. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight, ACCHS 50, MHMA 41. We'll be back to summarize right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, as ACCHS notches its 13th win of the year. Getting by Morehill Mount Academy here at home this evening, 50-41. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for MHMA, leading the way, double-figure scoring by Bethany Urban with 13. 9 tonight for Hannah Cody. It was 7 for Caitlin Folsom. Hope Banowitz with 6. Hannah Coker had 5. And 1 for Jordan Rink. For ACCHS, we're going to get the Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight to Aaliyah Wallace, 15 points, leading her team in scoring. Had 11 of those 15 at halftime, where she was just dominant in the first half. 13-9 for Natalie Nitz, a 3 in each quarter and a free throw late. A dozen for Addison Schlenzbaum this evening. Also scoring for Coach Eckert, Kinsey Bowerly with 8 and 2 for Madison Martin. ACCHS, 13-1, MHMA, 8 and 5. We're going to take a bit of a break now. Ask you to stick around, though, because after this little intermission, We'll be back. Giants game coming up. Second half of our doubleheader on the way. But in the meantime, lucky break for all you listeners. I'm going to send you back to spend some time with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.